Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I am going to get a song on while I wait for my co-host to press one. I hope you like the song. Here we go. About to get my co-host on the line. I think that was the perfect song for the perfect time because it says when you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. and we are definitely suffering right now. This is a time for us because superstition ain't the way. Let me get him on the line. Brother Adonijah, are you there?
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonijah. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not too, you know, not perfect, but 80%. I'll accept 80%. Hallelujah.
That'll work. 80% is better than no percent at all. It's a lot going on in the world right now, isn't it?
Oh, it's so, man, I'm telling you. You know, we got to watch. We got to be watchers for the Almighty is moving in the earth today. There's a lot of things, earthquakes all around. There was a powerful earthquake in California, one of the worst earthquakes that ever happened since 1989, you know. And then there's they have in Iceland, they had some movements under the ice that they're watching very closely. You understand? And it's really some things going on, man, that we don't have no control over. We can't shoot no bomb in there or anything to stop these occurrences. You understand? This is all done by the Almighty. You understand? And but there's one thing that happened in Israel, Syria. Shot a missile over there, and it landed in Israel, in the plains of Israel. You understand? Now that right there is something that we might want to take a real good look at, because if Syria gets involved with Israel, you understand, it's going to be total chaos. You understand? It's going to be start off with a chain reaction of things that's going to happen. You know, so a lot of things is going on. You know, some things that are happening today that we need to take a real good look at. The things that are happening with the Almighty, that because He deals with the elements. Although He deals with mankind, He also deals with the elements, and those things that we don't have no control over, we need to watch those. We need to be careful. We need to be, you understand, we don't know what's going to happen here or how the Almighty is going to bring forth his judgment on this earth. You understand? I know one thing, you understand, when you stock up nuclear weapons, man, you contribute to your own demise.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is very, very, very...
Yeah. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Whew. You understand? We need to be watchers and look out, you know, for things. You understand? That thing that happened with what's that young man, Michael Brown? You know, that's another thing that we need to watch. That could be a tinderbox for something that might happen. Because if they don't convict that young man, it's going to be hell to pay.
Yes, you are absolutely right. And, you know, it's very sad because a lot of people feel like they're not going to convict him. And we have invited some of the young kids in Ferguson, Missouri, to the show. And if you are out there and your number's on here, if you have a comment or question or something, please push 1. If you're in the chat room, please push 1. But I see it differently now when I look at it from the outside looking in. You know, one thing we have to always remember in Israel is that we have the answer, we have the key, and when things like this happen that draws national and international attention, you have to pay close attention to it because it's always done for a reason. You know, something that draws this much attention, you know, because people are getting killed every day. You know, someone told me 108 people was killed in Chicago over the weekend or a couple weekends ago when some teenagers was trying to reenact a movie that didn't get the recognition that everyone felt like that it should have gotten. But when this kind of stuff right here draws the attention. The murder of one young man draws the attention from the media around the world, and everyone starts to spinning it to cause chaos. Mm. You know, it's always order out of chaos is the whole method that the powers that be are using to further their agenda. So, you know, I'm not taking away from the fact that the young man was brutally gunned down, because he was. It was obvious that he was, you know, and we are sympathetic toward that cause at the Yehuda Project, but at the same time, we have to look at what it has produced, because not only does it have racial crime attached to it, it has racial profiling attached to it. They have been arresting the journalists, which brings in the First Amendment rights. I mean, this is a lot bigger than a lot of us have really began to look at, because no matter how much we try to get around it, they are heading for a one-world government. And that means it's going to be the same across the board everywhere. So, you know, even though it happened to the young black man, they're arresting white journalists, black journalists. They arrested the alderman in that area. He was sitting in his car. He was arrested. You know, and to me it seems like it's a dry run, just like Boston, the bomb that took place in Boston, and how they were running up in people's houses and demanding that the people come out of the house because they were looking for these two young men. Well, you know, that's against the law. You know, you don't have to give people access to your house just because someone's on the run. But they had military men running up in people's houses demanding that they come out, asking if they had guns or weapons of any sort, and making them come out and searching their houses illegally. This all violates the Constitution, you know, and this is why we invited David Duke to come on the show, because as much as they try to make it be about a race war, it's not about a race war. It's a race war, all right. They're racing to make war against all of us. And we need to understand, you know, that this is really what's happening, because the whole purpose is to confiscate the guns.
That is correct.
And once they confiscate the guns, if they take the guns, then we're pretty much sitting ducks.
That is correct. You understand? And, you know, one thing that we got to understand is that if they run up in your house, there's nothing that you can do about it. You can, you know, you can state your case, but you're taking it to the criminal. The same people that ran up in your house is the people that you're bringing your case to. They ain't going to do nothing. They'll put it on paper and act like they're going to do something, but they will continuously do this, because it's Yaina has said, Sister Yaina said, is that they trying to establish a pattern here. They find out how you're going to react when they do these things. You know, and once they find out how you're going to react, then they can counteract that. You understand? But you don't have no recourse in this matter. You understand? Our only recourse is the Almighty. We have to go to
Absolutely.
The Almighty.
And that is exactly my point. You know, it brings me to the people of Ferguson, from Missouri, and people all over the world. You know, we know that the skinheads and all of the hatred groups and all of those extremist groups are watching this because they feel like it is open season on the black man, and that could be one of the worst interpretations that you can make from what you just witnessed, because we have to get to the point where we understand one of the things that is very important is it's open season on everybody, because if you don't comply to what they want you to comply with, they're going to do whatever they feel like they need to do. And anytime you bring military force on American soil, that is against the Constitution. For military men to come against American people and to stand up against American people to the point where they are ready to do battle as though we were in Iraq or Iran. So, I mean, you know, this, and like I said, I don't take away from the fact that the young man lost his life. It was tragic. It was murder. It was evil and all of that. We agreed to all of those issues, but at the same time, you've got to look at the whole picture. They are not just targeting just the black people. They are targeting people, the constitution of freedom, what we thought freedom was, because we're not free for real. You're just free to participate in commerce, but you're really not free. You know, they're targeting freedom and the constitution, which puts us in a position, a very vulnerable position, that we have got to speak to our people. The black people have to speak to the blacks. The white people have to speak to the whites, because all of the things, and I see area code 773, I'll get right to you, but all of the things that we've been telling you over the last year and a half, to store up food, to store up water, to be prepared to do this, like Brother Donnie, I said, that was just a dry run to see how well they carried out the situation and how the people were reacting. But these concentration camps are not just sitting idle for any reason at all. They plan on using these things, and we have to get our people prepared, because we've got to go to the Almighty. We don't have a choice in the matter at this point. There's nothing that we can do. It can't be done through legislation. We've tried that for almost 50 years. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech was 50 years old a couple years ago, and it's still not where it's supposed to be. It is not going to work with a black man in the presidential office. We have one, and it hasn't changed anything. The only thing that can change the hearts of men is Yah, and that's the only thing that's going to ever change it.
That is correct. You are absolutely right. You know, even though you understand the scriptures say that that certain things is going to happen before this Armageddon, you understand, what are we going to do in the meantime? This is what I'm trying to figure out, you understand. Our only recourse is that we go before the Almighty and state our case, because if we can't, there's nothing that the government going to do, you understand. They rounded up those press people, you understand, so the things that they getting ready to do will not be put on television, or
right,
will not go out or go over the air, you understand, and so
that's
that
right,
they can just, so that they can say anything that we
right,
provoke all this stuff, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody provoke that stuff, man. Them people, and this applies to everybody. Those militant groups, whether they're skinheads or whatever, you understand, going right into them concentration camps. They don't have them sitting around for nothing. Anytime that they get a new weapon, they gonna find a way to use them. Hallelujah.
That's right. Absolutely. And they're trying to use the old strategic plan is to turn everybody against each other, and let us wipe each other out and only be left with a few. But it's time to be smarter now and not react so fast, and really start listening and start paying attention, because all of the uproar and the screaming and the hollering and the looting and the running is not going to change it. And we have the solution, but you've got to pay attention now. I'm going to open up the lines. Area code 773, go ahead. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hello?
Shalom.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Paul from Chicago.
Hey, Chicago.
So I'm down here in Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
They're throwing a calm the people down party at this.
Okay.
Hello? And I'm trying to walk so y'all can hear, so I can give a report of what's going on. First of all, when Eric Holton came down here, he dispatched 20 FBIs. These FBI agents came into this community and scoped out the land, and on the day that he came here, arrested 51 people, 51 of the protesters. He never arrested any of the white folks, but he did arrest 51 protesters in one day. Out of all the times that they had, only 70 people was arrested during the whole total time that they had the press protest. But that one night, almost more than half was arrested when he got here. Then when he got here, the regular grassroots people wanted to talk to him. The regular people in the community wanted to hear from Mr. Eric Holt. He never came to the regular grassroots people. He did go speak the name brand Negroes who are so-called run the people. He did go meet them. But he never met them. He did meet the police, the Negro police, who is supposed to, and if you notice, they only show him one black state trooper. They don't show you no more. They show just one black state trooper. He did come meet that one black state trooper. But there's no footage of him meeting the masses because he made every effort he could to lock them up. Then he did meet the mother and the father. And I like to say this. This is the same Eric Holt. When Trayvon Martin, when Zimmerman was found not guilty, the Justice Department could have took him to trial. They didn't need anybody else. They could have done it on their own merit. But instead of him taking them or demanding that they go to trial on, just like they did Rodney King, because I want the audience to understand the power that he had. Once Rodney King, them guys that went after Rodney King, they were found not guilty in state court.
That's correct.
But the U.S. attorney stepped up and tried them on human rights, on civil rights violations.
Mm-hmm.
And when they tried them on the human rights civil rights violations, they were found guilty. And those police went to jail. So Eric Holmes don't need nobody to say, he don't need to hear no grand jury. He don't need to do none of that. He could have filed charges right then and right there. Now you see people stepping up saying, innocent before guilty. Innocent until proven guilty. Well, the young boy was guilty, and he cannot prove that he's innocent.
Yes, he was.
Right now today.
Yes, he was.
And what I'm showing you is that Eric Holden and the president of your Negro president, have not made any effort to do it. Your God, y'all was worshiping him and voting for him and holding him up like he was a great Negro savior. Every time he talked about Ferguson, he always talked about Iraq. Not one time did he come out and talk about Ferguson by himself. Which Ferguson, I'm down here right now. I'm in Forest Park. They're doing a Calm the Negroes Down picnic. Headed up by yes, no other than the Negro Greeks. The Negro Greeks is throwing this Calm the People Down. But guess what? The black people are not here. Our people are not here at this so-called Calm the People Down. Those tricks and those methods that they've been using to calm the people down are not working no more. The young people are not there. The young people booed Jesse out of here. And the young people, don't care nothing about shocking. That's the mom and the daddy that got shocked in here.
That is correct.
The young people ain't telling them. So what you're seeing is a revolution. Seeing that the young people is fitting to break that yoke on their neck. Now, I'd like to say this last thing, and this is very critical for this government to come with all these devilish tricks, same-sex marriage, all this chemical and biological warfare on these young people.
I know
this religious, this religious gangbanging, the occultism through the music. For them to be doing all this to the people makes you know one thing, that these young people are sitting to break this yoke that's on their neck. They're not trying to hear anything from these old Negroes. They're trying to raise up some young Negroes. Because, see, when it's all said and done, we're not under these the mark of Negro, colored, and black. That is not our ethnic group.
That's correct.
That's not who we are.
That's right.
That's not who we are now. And so all this is going to come to a head. It's all coming to a head. So I've called in to give a report. This is Paul McKinley. as a citizen to the black community, even though I use that word against my will, because a lot of us is ignorant and don't know who we are.
That's
but a lot of I'm saying it so that it won't be no misunderstanding.
I understand.
So I'm saying to the people that are listening that these young people are coming together.
Yeah.
And they're using every dirty, low-down, rotten, sneaky, conniving, gut-bucket trick they can find.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, none of them are new.
That is correct.
So we got to pray for our young people. We got to believe in our young people. And we got to support our young people. Now, I want to tell y'all the name of this so-called picnic. The name of this picnic is, now y'all listen to this real good. The name of this picnic is called Black on Black Violence. Put the gun down.
Mm.
And it ain't even mentioned the police in it. Ain't even named. None of the people got this shirt on. Put your hands up, don't shoot. These are those Negroes. These are those Negro preachers. And guess what? A bunch of fraternities out here. And slash, they're walking around with all that Greek mess on like that, you know, in the signs of the Greek culture, one which they're a part of it. That's why they don't have no problem with same-sex marriage, because that's the Greek culture. Am I right, Andrew? They don't have no problem with same-sex marriage because it's a part of that Greek or Roman culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I just called in and give you all a report, y'all brothers and sisters. Pray for me. I'm out in the field. And I thank y'all very much, all right?
All right, let me ask you a question if you're there.
Go ahead.
What are some of the names of the groups? Because we would like to be able to connect with some of these young people in Ferguson, Missouri, so that we can support them and help to be able to pray for them at least. And is there a specific person that's heading this off, or are they just individual groups everywhere?
Well, the little bitty groups, the groups that are from the community, at first they was doing that, but when Eric Holland got here, they discovered a lot of their names and they arrested all of them.
Oh boy.
Oh, okay.
They arrested all the grassroots people, and then you start seeing the Negro preachers. Then you start seeing these different church religious people.
Mm.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
So they're not giving out that no more. They're getting people caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're young people and they're not with the system. I've met a lot of them. I just had a meeting with about 15 of them. And they said that don't feel me, don't put me on nothing. Just let the people know it's Chicago, it ain't over with.
Mm.
You know? It's not over, but I just thank y'all and I appreciate y'all for allowing me to give them that message out. Thank you very much.
All right,
you.
Shalom, shalom.
Yes, thank
all right,
you.
Brother Donnie, so there it is. I mean, that's increasing what we were talking about before. You know, that we, like you said, you go to the criminal, you think you're going to get help because the criminal, but the criminal is ladies and gentlemen, that we are headed to a one-world government with a one-world system, or the one world religion, and this is where they're headed. So anything that happens from this point on is to get the world ready, and the United States has been prepped for it for a very long time to get you mentally ready for it. And the very people that we look forward to be our savior, like Brother Adonia said, is our criminal, because they are promoting the progression of this one world system. And just because they have a black face and just because they're in government, it does not take away from the fact that they have an agenda. And they have been put in office to further the agenda, and we have to start paying attention. There will be no, let me say this, to everyone who is listening under the sound of my voice, there will be no laws to protect you from this.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You cannot, there's no voting to protect you. There's going to be no laws to protect you. There is no one that will be able to protect you from this.
Yep. Absolutely.
The machine has already been rolling. The executive orders have already been signed. So anytime something like this is allowed to go public, as it has, and then you have people reporting, as this man just did, that told you what was going on, you have everybody reporting all over the country. They do not want anyone to come together.
That is correct.
This is serious. I mean, you know, I don't know what else to say. There's no law. We only have one recourse. Brother Donnie, are you want to tell them what that is?
That is to go before the Almighty. That's our only Savior. The rest of these guys, the rest of these people that we put in office, you understand, and we, you know, we voted for President Obama. I voted for him, you understand, but I knew for a fact that he was not going to be able to do a damn thing. Not for us, anyway, you understand. He was not going to do it. He's under the auspices and the government. He's a government man. You understand, you know, like when you have a job, you understand, and they talk about certain people on your job you cannot go to because they under the job's auspices. They're not going to do anything, and they'll come and smile in your face, you understand, and they still not going to be able to do anything because they expect that same person to tell everything that you do. You understand? But here's the kicker. We don't have no recourse in this matter except we go to the Almighty. The Almighty already told us what we need to do. We need to come to him, you understand, in truth, honesty, you understand, and with all our hearts and all our souls, especially those that understand what we are up against. Those that understand what we're up against, we need to be on our face until something changes. You understand? The Almighty will take charge then. That's our only recourse because we can't go to the government because those are the same criminals that's doing everything. You understand? It's not the skinheads nor any of those folks, you understand, that's doing anything. It's the government. The government, you understand, is going to fall on everybody. They got them concentration camps. They got them caskets that hold four bodies. You think they ain't going to use that stuff? And they don't care whether you got a gun or not. That's already been proven by Michael Brown. They shot him down in cold blood.
Yes.
And guess what?
Yes.
They trying to say now that there was a fight, but they ain't got no evidence to that. No evidence whatsoever.
But that's the same trick they pulled with Zimmerman, remember? They let Zimmerman disappear for a minute, and then all of a sudden pictures surfaced with him, his nose bruised up, and then they showed a report from the emergency room where he had a gash in his head. That's the same old game they play, but it doesn't matter because if the police officer is innocent until proven guilty, then Mike Brown was innocent until proven guilty, but he was judge, jury, and executioner, and it didn't give him a right to do that and to shoot that baby down in the street the way he did, but he did, and he's gone. And the situation is more than likely, he'll probably get away with it.
Yep, they've been getting away with it.
About it. Like I told him, like I said before, when we was on Prince ICL's show, you know, when you staring down at the barrel of a gun or you're staring at military, full military armor, and they're standing in front of you, just know we have our own army too. We have one, and it's time for us to go before our commander-in-chief. Because I don't care how comfortable you all think you are in this land, this is not our land. I don't care how long you've been here and how many people have come into this country and born here and you've been used to living here. Our ancestors was forcibly brought here, and this is not our land. And the Most High said we was going home, and the closer we get to the time for us to go home, all hell is breaking loose. We are leaving this place. Whether or not
correct.
You want to hear this or not, and all of the young people that's listening under the sound of my voice, don't get used to this place. Because we have a commander-in-chief. We have an army.
That is correct. You understand? He's the only one that can give us some peace in this crazy scenario of things that's going on. You understand? He's the only one. So we don't have no savior. That should be the Almighty. You understand what I'm saying? And we got to go to him. We got to go to him. You understand? I know, you understand, some of our brothers and sisters right now are saying, the ones that say that they know themselves, they say that there's certain things that got to happen. You understand? The scriptures read this way, and there's certain things that got to happen. But what do we do in the meantime? We just sit back and just take it? I'm not sure that I can agree with that. I'm not sure. I remember when Ezra and Nehemiah, they had a 7 year. We was in Babylon for 70 years, and Ezra got together a treasury and he put together 40,000 people. That didn't happen in the day that the 7 years was up. They started well in advance. That's what we need to do. We need to start well in advance. We such a last minute folks. You understand? I've never been a last minute person. I always try to get to the job early. You understand? And stay late. That's what we need to be doing. We need to get to the job early, start getting ourselves together early, and stay late so that it won't be no craziness. You understand? At the end of our captivity, all of a sudden we want to start doing something. We need to start doing something now. We need to go to our Creator, find out what He wants to do, and see. When we go to the Almighty, we get protection. We under His protection. Hallelujah.
That's right. And we have to get to our young people. We have to get to our young people so that we are able to let them know, you know, that we're behind you 100%, you know, but we have to handle this a certain way. We have to handle this a certain way. We're not a part of the masses. We're not a part of the government. We're not a part of any of that. We are completely separate and apart from all of it. But we have to get to you to let you know this has to be handled a certain way. Because believe me, it will be dealt with. He will deal with them. He is going to deal with them. You can rest assured that he's going to deal with them, and more quickly than not. But we've got to handle, because they, you know, we don't have guns, we don't have armor, we don't have a military, and they will just as soon shoot you down in the street and leave you for dead and blame it on you. That you're the reason why you're dead. So what we're saying to the young people is stop, back up, calm down, and start thinking. Yeah. We have to be able to think this through so we can get through this, because to lose a generation of black men just because you're angry, and I know you're hurting, it doesn't make sense. We won't have an army if all of our men are gone. You've got to calm down. You've got to stop. You've got to think. And you've got to start thinking and listening and looking at the whole picture, because the reaction is what they want. Anytime they pull full military gear out on American citizens, full military gear, they're coming to do damage. They arrested 51 people for looting, but one cop shot and killed one boy that's still on paid administrative leave. This is not a fair fight. But the only way to make it fair and to level the playing field is we have to go before our commander-in-chief, because he put us here in this situation because of our disobedience. We've got to go before him, and he will show up. The same way he showed up in the past, he will show up for us again. Brother Donnell, what do you think?
I know for sure that he will. He will do this for us. We can't take our case to the criminal. We got cases right now before the federal government on those murders that they have committed in the past. They ain't even did a thing with those. You understand? It would be just another case sitting on their desk. But we got a power second to none that will fight for us. We do. I mean, I know it's strange. You understand what I'm saying? But we have to look at the whole big picture of the whole thing. Our forefathers forsook the Almighty, and it wasn't a thing where they did it just one time. You understand? You know they did it several times. Every time we got in a little scrape and went into captivity, you understand? The Almighty got us out of that. Now He put us in a captivity so that we could remember all the things that we did to put us in this mess. You understand what I'm saying? But you know what? the Almighty's going to pay these people back for doing what they're doing, you understand, because they have no respect to elders and no compassion for the youth. You understand? And that's why the Almighty gonna pay them. You understand? See, they were supposed to be just a stick to give us a whipping. You understand? But they was not supposed to run through us and desolate that chattel slavery. They was not supposed to do. You understand?
Right.
And because they that they put their hands on us, you understand, they gonna get paid. They, you understand, like what they doing right now, that's a sad thing that they did to that young man and all of the other things that they did. Now, brother said the other day, he said that we kill one another just as we kill off one another, we shoot one another and kill one another. That's a problem that we have to work with. We have to fix that problem. That is our responsibility as grown-ups and adults. We the ones that got to fix that. You understand what I'm saying? We not responsible for those that the police kill, you understand? But we are responsible for our children, you understand? And we got to step up for that, you understand? And we going to be casting for those if we don't. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I agree. Anyone, we have a few people on the line and in the chat line. If you have a question, a comment, or concern, please feel free to push one. And it's brought a nationwide attention. Like I said, the young man's death wasn't in vain. It's a wake-up call for us all, you know, because, no, these young people are not going to tolerate being shot down in the street. They're not going to tolerate it, you know, and, you know, we have to do what we can do to really pray for them, because they're not going to tolerate being shot down the street. I'm glad that they have calmed down. You know, I'm glad that they're not rioting and tearing up stores, because that's not the answer. You know, and to destroy someone else's property because you're angry is not the answer to anything. You should be made to restore whomever's property you've destroyed because you were angry or because you were hurt. You know, we have to direct the energy where the energy is supposed to be. You know, because it's not okay, you know, and as we sit around and we look at the condition that we're in today, you know, as beautiful as the sun is shining and as beautiful as it is outside, it's wicked. And Lucifer does what Lucifer does. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And he's trying to destroy your mind. And he's trying to destroy your will. You know, but we have to maintain a righteous stand when we stand before anyone that we do. And we encourage all of you, and I know you're hurting, and I know you are, you know. And I'm not a Christian pastor, far from it. I'm just trying to let you know that there's a way to do everything, and we're trying to do this as diplomatically as we can. Because one thing about the nations that be, and I want to say this, all of you all that are out there, we have a lot of kingdoms on this earth. We have a lot of kings, we have queens, we have presidents, we have all different offices on the earth and within the nations. We have a bunch of nations on this earth that have a hierarchy, so to speak. And they have been running this thing for a very, very long time. They have presented themselves one way and appear to be another. They have promised us all sorts of government programs and welfare, and then turned around and told us we weren't entitled to it. We was lazy because we didn't want to work. We built this country, and our forefathers were supposed to get their 40 acres and a mule, and we never got it. We got affirmative action, and then they told us we wasn't qualified. I mean, we've gone through one thing after another to let us know that we were inadequate and less than. And we still are looked on as though we're beneath and we're not supposed to be considered as human. Mm. Anytime you can shoot a young man in the head and kill him the way he was murdered, they have no regard for our life. And all of these things are done out of hatred, because the enemy has put into their heart to hate us because of who we are.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm trying to say to everyone is that I know it is very difficult to swallow all of these things. But this has been going on for years and years and years and years and years. And then they pick a couple of black people and they put them up on, in front of everybody. They pay them a lot of money. And these are supposed to be our vanguards, the people who are supposed to come to our rescue. We have upheld rappers and movie stars and all of the things that we've done in singers, and everybody's on television now. We have reality TV shows, and it's just mess. Everywhere you look, it is mess. And when this kind of stuff happens, it shocks you back into reality that all of the things that they put in front of us is merely a distraction. They're
that is correct.
Distracting you because they're in the background doing and preparing and getting ready to lower something on you, and before you know it, you won't know what hit you. That's the reason for the Yehuda Project. That is why Brother Adonia and I have been on here consistently every Sunday to let you all know what is going on, what you need to do, how you need to prepare, where you need to go, what you need to say, how you need to contend for yourself, because one day they're going to require something of you in order for you to continue to reap the benefits that they have that you have been taking for granted for so long. And you're going to require something that you may not be willing to pay. And if you don't, guess what they're going to issue you? They're going to issue right into the concentration camp.
Ooh-wee.
It's serious. You know, when you look at Mike Brown that was murdered, my heart goes out to his mother and his father, and I'm continually praying for you. But I can tell you a story about a slave man and his wife that was hung on a tree. They hung the man on the tree and cut his genitals off. And the woman was 8 months pregnant. They hung her on a tree. They took a knife and cut her stomach open. And when her eight-month-old baby hit the ground, one of the men stepped on the baby's skull and crushed the baby's skull like it was an animal. These are the things that we've had to endure. No one has ever gone to jail for it. No one has ever been punished for it. No one has ever stood trial for it. They just allowed you to participate in commerce. First, Abraham Lincoln freed you so that you would be able to participate in commerce, so you can make them rich and buy their stuff and go in their stores and eat their food and increase their profit margin. This is what this is all about.
That is correct.
It has nothing to do with them liking you or wanting you around. You help to promote their agenda. But
that
I came to serve you notice today that the Most High has an agenda. And in that agenda, he says that the punishment that we've had to endure and the behavior that we've exhibited, because we are responsible for our behavior, too. This is all a part of the things that we've done, that the behavior that we've exhibited, that he's going to reverse this thing, and he's beginning to reverse it, because the moment you can identify what you've done and who you are, that's the moment that you begin to heal. So we came to let you know that, you know, we want you to understand, we know what's going on. We have the answer. Nobody wants to listen to us. They shut us down at every turn. Every time we go before the government, they shut us down. They don't return our phone calls. They don't invite us to the table. But it's okay, because the answer is not for them. The answer is for you.
That is correct. That is absolutely and positively correct. Tell the truth.
We got a job. We have a job to do, and our job is to get our young people to understand that we're on our way out of here. We're on our way out of here. Let them have it. Let all the skinheads and the Nazi groups and the Tea Parties and the David Dukes and all them fight over this godforsaken land, because the Most High is going to pay them back.
He's going to pay them back
for all of the hatred and all of the murdering and all of the killing and all of the stuff that they've done. He's coming to pay them back for what they've done. And they have children and they have grandchildren and they have descendants, and they're going to be here, and them descendants is going to wonder, just like we did, why are we suffering like we're doing? What is it that we've done wrong that's gotten us to the point that we're being treated like this? Because this is something we ask ourselves every day. Because of what our forefathers did. And just like they're the forefathers now doing it, their children are going to suffer just like we're suffering right now.
That is correct. The Almighty said in the scriptures that he was going to, they're going to go through exactly what we're going through. That's what is written in the scriptures. And it just ain't my book. Take a look at your own book. It's right there in your own book, the one that's sitting on the mantelpiece or in your bookshelves. You understand? So, you know, the Almighty is going to get you. You understand what I'm saying? Your best bet is to try to do something so you can make your punishment a little lighter, but you're going to get punished. I'm telling you, we got punished,
they going to get punished. The same way we being punished right now, I see you, Eric Code 404, they going to get punished. The same way we had to go through, because one thing about, and this is the part that gets me the most, is that everybody carries that little black book up under their arm. The Catholic got the black book. The Baptists got the black book. The Pentecostals got the black book. The white extremists carry the black book. And everybody professes that God and that black book belongs to them. Well, I came to serve you notice today that God is our God. And I'm going to tell you the same thing, and it's been many men that have made this declaration. The pharaohs made it. Kings have made it. King Nebuchadnezzar made it. The pharaoh made it when the children of Israel left Egypt. And you're going to make the same declaration before it's all over with, and I'm going to tell you what that is. They said it, and you're going to say it, that our God is God. And when he comes, the game is over. So I came to serve you. I'm talking to the young people today because all of the other nations is doing what they're doing. They riding high right now. Profit margins is high. One world government, they can change the dollar system so that they can get wealth on top of wealth. But one day, it's going to all come to an end, and your children are going to suffer for the things that you've done.
That is correct. You understand?
All I can tell you to do is hold on. If you want to see him show up and show out, the best thing you can do is join with us. So because we don't have an army, we won't even raise a gun. We're not going to raise a gun. We're not going to raise a knife. We're going to raise our voice. We're going to raise
that
our voice. We're going to cry out and repent and tell him how sorry we are for being disobedient because we're ready to go home.
That is correct. Then we don't have no Savior, man. All of these, we have a Savior, and that Savior is the Almighty, the creator of the universe. The first couple of words in the scripture says that he created the heavens and the earth. That's our God. That's the one.
That's our God.
You understand? He created the heavens and the earth. You understand? And everything in it. You understand? To some extent, you understand what I'm saying? He's gonna pay everybody back for what they do. Nobody gets away. Nobody gets away. You understand? Everybody gets paid. You do good, you get paid. And if you do evil, you get paid. Which
so
one are you?
Brother Donnie, are we getting paid right now for the things that our ancestors have done? And we didn't understand why we was hated so much. And we didn't understand why we was called niggas and we was treated like trash and kicked to the side and could never get ahead. We didn't understand why it had to be so difficult and why we could never make it and watch all the other nations get rich and walk away with our wealth. Well, it was because of the disobedience of our forefathers and we didn't do what we were supposed to do. Well, we ready to line up now. We ready to go back home because we tired of living in these conditions. And I was always told, when you get sick and tired of getting sick and tired, you're going to do something about it.
That is correct. You know, one thing that I understand, the frustration when them children doing what they doing, you understand, and everything. But did you expect anything different? When you take a dog and you beat that dog and keep him in the corner, you understand, and beat him every day, one time, at some point, you understand, he going to strike back.
Bite
you understand?
You,
and sometimes
bite.
He might not strike back. Hello?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he when he strikes back, you understand, it's not going to be, you understand, it's not going to be organized. It's not going to be where, you understand, he's going to do anything in his world to get out that corner, you understand, and keep you from beating him all the time. So we're in that same position. I'm not calling us dogs now. I'm just saying, I'm using that as a parable to how they put us in a corner. They like you said, the whole scenario of things that they did to us. You understand what I'm saying? And did you expect anything different to come out of it? You understand? Now, I know, you understand, I know that we got a problem, but that's our problem, and we can work it. We can fix it. We can fix our problem, but we can't do anything but call on the Almighty when y'all start shooting and killing us on site. You understand what I'm saying? That's one thing that they setting that up. See, that's another thing. They setting that up. They making it so
that they are.
Making it so that, you understand, if we allow them to do that without calling on our Savior, you understand what I'm saying? Don't you know that they'll be shooting us down at will?
They will be doing that. It's right now, because guess what? Everybody watching it, and they done got away with it too many times. And if they keep on letting it get away with it, we ain't gonna be with it. But look, it's time to. Let me stop. Brother Donnie, do you mind if I open up the lines to area code 404 and then go back to 773? Is that okay?
Sure. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Hold on. Erica, 404, go ahead. You're on the air. 404-824, you're on the air. They've been waiting for a long time. Their phones are probably on mute. We'll give them a minute to open up their line. Erica, 404. Oh, okay, you there? Okay, here we go. Erica, 404, go ahead.
Shalom, can you hear me?
Shalom.
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Well, good evening. This is Adaya.
Oh, hey, Adaya.
Shalom, Elder. How are you? And shalom, Sister Yaina. This is actually my first time calling in. And I was just sitting back listening, and I just wanted to say kudos to you two for the work that you're trying to do, or that you're doing, shall I say, for the house of Yasha Allah. Praise the mighty, yeah. I just wanted to say that I'm not working with anything or anyone right now in Yisrael, because I don't believe in Yisrael as such anymore, because people don't understand the ancientness and the language, and so it pulled me away. And I just want to know that, is there anybody that is seeking the language or seeking to return totally to the Most High? Because that is our ultimate place to be, is to totally return to the Most High. Because what I find in Israel, and I've been in Israel for going on 15 years, I have found so much hypocrisy. And it's almost like church to me. And people want to stay and keep doing the same thing. And they don't want to really see that the Most High is moving us into a place of return, Sha'ul, you know. And this is where I need to find a place where I can work with the people that are trying to Sha'ul. Because there is no place here for us, as we know. The Most High is doing a work in this land, and he's going to destroy this place. And it's up to us to realize and to see where we are to be. And we have to be under the safety arms of the Creator, because he is our Hayam. He is our power and our strength. And if we don't realize that he's our power and strength, we are the poor people. We are through. And we that know, I mean, I reach out in my neighborhood, and everybody knows that I'm a different person, but I can't reach the people where I want to reach them, because they're stuck on Jesus, you know. And it's a hard thing to break that cycle right there. And I think that if we can break that cycle and people understand that it's not about a man, that it's about the Creator. It's about who the Most High really be, and that's our power and our strength. We gave up our strength to man. And that's what he said in Deuteronomy 28. He said, you want all things from him. He said, but if you that know my name will call on my name, Yahawah, then you shall be saved. If not, then you shall be destroyed. But if we don't want to know the language, we don't want to know his name. Because we got people calling him everything but his name, which is ancient. And he said, my name is in the volume of the book. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Yah, Yah. But we don't even understand what Yah means. Yah is a prefix when we look at it in the real language. And, you know, and we have to understand language in order to understand our. So I just wanted to interject that I'm excited listening to you all. And, you know, the Most High is great. And that's all we got to do. I mean, I've been talking and living before my family. And this past month, I've seen the fruition of my life. Because if charity first begins at home, we got the first saved those that is in our household. Saved those that is in our family, surrounding us, in our neighborhood. We got to be that light that shines. That people want to say, ooh, what you got? Who are you? I went down to the store, girl said, who you are? You new around here. You know, I mean, these are the type of, we need to make a difference where we at and reach, it'll reach out, paying it forward. Thank you for listening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me give you an email address for you to be able to contact us, because we are definitely looking for someone who knows the ancient language, who can teach it. You can email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. And Yehuda is spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, because we definitely want to learn the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew language. It is very, very important for us to be able to do that. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much, sis. We go on area code 773, and then we're going to open up. Area code 773, go ahead. You're on the air. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air. I think this is Brother Paul McKinley. Are you still there? I'm going to put him on hold for a minute, and I'm going to go back to area code 111. Area code 111, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Shalom, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Kane.
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me? Okay.
Go ahead and speak.
Okay, sorry. Earlier, I'm here listening to you, and I realized that you guys actually made a mistake.
Made a mistake?
Yes.
Speak up. Let me know the mistake.
Well, the mistake is that earlier you did not mention Shrek.
Who?
Okay, this is somebody playing on the phone. Let me go to area code 773. 773, go ahead. You're on the air. I think Paul McKinley may have pushed one by accident, but we're going to put him back on hold because he's actually in Ferguson. So, you know, whenever we have these shows, you all have to prepare and understand who's listening under the sound of my voice, that we have people that have been sent to this program to try to divert the energy that's coming from this program because they know who we are. And they do not want to see us gather together and join us. They do not want to see us come together because they know that the moment that we do, that all hell is going to break loose. This is serious. Like I said, we have to stay focused. We have to calm down. And we have to go before our Creator because we have an Elohim that belongs completely to us. And like I said again, and I'll say it over and over again, that everybody's carrying that little black book under their arm. Everybody has it under their arm. Everybody's professing to know it. Everybody's professing salvation. Everybody's professing to be saved. Everybody's professing to know him. Everybody is. But he has a chosen people that he has chosen for himself. There is even people living in our land that claim that they are us. But today, the Most High is letting us know that it is time to prepare ourselves because we are on our way out of here, that our sentence is almost up and it is time for us to leave. And all hell is breaking loose because the atmosphere is changing, the energy is changing, the purpose is changing, the agenda is changing, everything is changing. It's havoc all over the world.
That is correct. You're absolutely
right.
All
over the world is havoc.
Yeah. You know, they trying to get back to their own place, their own land. People are going back to their own land. You understand? Because they realize that they're not that land in Jerusalem is not theirs. They have made a proclamation secretly that they're going back. If you read some of them, we need to do some research. We just can't. I don't want you to just go off on what I'm saying. Do your own research. And check out the times of Israel. And in the times of Israel, it says that they have secretly said that they are the Khazars, and they're going back they're secretly moving back to Ukraine. And 100,000 people have filed for citizenship in Portuguese. In the Portuguese, those are, and one thing that we have to understand, that those people are not, they are, they're fraudulent people. Those people like have lied and stolen the identity. Those are the first people that stole that did the identity theft. You understand? Now that's prevalent all over the world. You understand? Identity theft. You understand? They stole the identity of the true people of that land.
Yes.
And
hallelujah.
They have
hallelujah. Absolutely.
And they have
and
a whole world.
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a day to get excited about.
That
it's
is correct.
A day to open our minds up to understand that it is time, ladies and gentlemen. We have been talking about this for years and years and years. Some of you have been in this longer than I have. Some of you have even prepared for this. But we are on the verge of getting ready to go back home. They have held it as long as they possibly could, and we are on the verge of preparing to go home. And
you know what?
Exciting times.
Yeah, Sister Yaina had said a long time ago that Gabriel was given the charge to pit each one of those fornicated nations against one another so that they can destroy each other. And guess what's happening? That's what they're doing today. They pitted one another against one another, you understand, to destroy them. Those Palestinians are Arabs that kept us captive also.
Yes.
Those Jews they had 300 ships out of the 600 ships, you understand, that brought us over as captives, that kept us in slavery. Those people right
yes.
there is going to be totally destroyed. You understand?
Yes.
So all of this stuff is coming right, I'm talking about it's coming back on them,
it's
coming fast. You understand? The Almighty said in Zephaniah that he was going to hasten his wrath on those folks
yes.
that kept us. You understand?
Yes.
So we can look at what's going on in the earth today. You understand what I'm saying? You know, all of this nation fighting, you know, and it talks about, what it says, it talks about rooms of wars and rumors of wars. You
wars
understand?
And rumors of wars, yes, sir,
yeah.
Everywhere. Everywhere, right now, everywhere. Weather is off the chain everywhere. Wars and rumors of wars is going on everywhere. Economies is collapsing everywhere, and it's a perfect setup for the one world government. The man of perdition is going to step in, as Daniel chapter 9 talks about, and he's going to declare himself to be the intel of all things and solve all problems. And that's what we have to know the times. So to the young people, I'm coming to you, Erico 713. To the young people, we want to tell you, you know, this is the end times now. We don't have time to be fighting against them because they're going to get it. You don't even have to worry about they're going to get it because guess what? While they have ships and airplanes and tanks, we have ships. We have ships. We have a commander-in-chief. We have chariots of fire. All of that stuff is coming on our behalf. Everybody talks about God, but they don't realize God is coming from a whole other dimension that's not this one. He's coming from space. Everybody talks about they know God, and God is this, and God is that. Well, God don't live in our dimension. He has the whole universe is his. He's coming from the universe on the behalf of his people.
That is correct.
And them little tanks and all them little guns and that little stuff they got will mean absolutely nothing.
That is absolutely
but
correct.
He commanded us to do something. He said, gather thyself together, O nation not desired.
That is absolutely correct.
He said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will they hear from heaven and then will I heal their land. That's how we say, we know you're tired of the pastors telling you to pray, but this ain't the same thing. Because we coming together as a nation. We're coming together as the descendants of the transatlantic slave trade. The descendants who were brought over here as chattel slavery, this generation in this time coming to bow down before the Most High and to ask for his forgiveness and that he show up on our behalf. This is what this is all about. Because if he can't do it, no one can do it. But they and them same people that shooting us down in the street like animals go to church on Sunday. And they believe that they serving the God of the Bible. But I came to serve you notice today that he is the God of the Hebrews. He said, and none else. He's our God. And he's going to pay you back for everything you've done. All of your religious shows, CBN, the Word Network, all of the 700 Club, all of the stuff that you're spewing all over the television, the Most High is coming to pay you back for the things that you've done. All of the stuff that you're talking that you really don't know what you're talking about. Truth has hit the land now. It's time for us to start preparing. It's time to get ready. I'm going to go to the phone lines, area code 713. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, first off, I would like to say Hitler.
I think this is the same person, so we're not going to go there. Brother Adonia, do you have any comments or concerns you want to talk about?
I want everybody to know that those that say, oh, this is our country because we worked here, it's not. Not our country.
No.
You understand?
No.
We don't have no dog in this fight. You understand?
Our country has already
been established by the Almighty in the Scriptures. It's already been established that our land is the land of the Canaanites, the land that used to be the Canaanites. It's now Jerusalem. You understand? This is not our land. We were just servants here. We served all these people, and we served them well too. Because
we made them rich.
You understand? We were the perfect slave. We didn't put up too much resistance. You understand? And we still will serve these people if they let us alone and we didn't do nothing. You understand? We will still be the perfect slave. You understand? Now they're getting ready to get some people that might put up a little resistance. But here's my thing. We want out. We don't want no fighting. We don't need all of that. We need to be as let's get out of here. Period.
We don't want no 401Ks. We don't want no more of your stuff. We don't want no more of your stuff. We don't want no more of your stuff. But while we're here, because our ancestors have served you, we deserve to be here until the Most High tells us different. But as far as trying to appease us, no, it ain't nothing that's going to appease us but the Most High restoring us.
That is correct. You understand? Just let us out of this mess. You understand what I'm saying? But we can't get out of here until them people get out of that land. They're getting ready to get out of there. You understand? And it's going to be after this great destruction, for sure. It's going to be a destruction.
It's coming. It's definitely coming. It's a sad day. You know, it's a sad day because we have so many people that are riding high. So many people that have so much. They have acquired so much. We have aristocrats in this country. Family, people that have been in this country, that have made this country rich, and they have lived a certain way their whole lives. They have blue bloods, they call them. They have passed down funding and passed down trust funds from generation to generation and looked at the rest of us as if it didn't matter, you know. But we have to make people realize that there's a time, the time has come now, that the Most High is warning his people, it's time to come together. You know, it's time to come together and gather together as a nation. It is time to come out of them churches. It is time to come together. If we got to go in the church, we'll go in the church and let you know it is time to come together as a nation. This is not our land. We were never supposed to get comfortable here. This was supposed to be our land of punishment because of the things that our forefathers did. And one thing about the Most High is his judgment is righteous and it's swift. And his word will not come back void. It's going to do what it said it was going to do. When it leaves that throne, it's going to do what it said it's going to do. And he is coming. He's coming for every nation that we've been scattered at that have done us the way they have done us. Every dollar that you've spent that we've helped to help you make, every you're going to maybe get paid back for everything. We don't need a gun. We don't need a knife. All we need is a knee to bow down and a loud voice to call on his name. Because he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. We don't need no organs. We don't need no singers. We don't need no choir. We just need a people that's willing to say enough is enough because we've had enough.
I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? Tell you, it breaks my heart to see us go through what we're going through and know what we know and don't do nothing about it. I'm telling you, man, I can't sit back and just do that. That's why I align myself.
You know, but we just wanted to say, we have a lot of people in the chat line, you know, and we get all of the scoffers. Because, you know, one thing about the people from the other nations, they love to present themselves as though they're knowledgeable and they have all of the answers. And they've been, and some of them don't even know. And you have to forgive them because they don't know. They've been raised to believe that they're superior. They've been raised to believe that they're on top. They've been raised to believe that this thing is going to last forever. They really believe that this empire will last forever.
Yeah.
And they need all of the economies around the world to be able to promote this. But this is not going to last forever. And this will not be around forever because the Most High has a plan. And it's written in the book. It's in the book. It's not anything that we're saying that's different. You just got the people mixed up. They want you to believe that everybody in the whole book is white. There ain't no black people in the book at all whatsoever. All of the stories about Abraham from Adam all the way through Revelation is black, is white folks. Ain't nobody but them. They the only ones with the answer. They the only ones wrote the book. They the only ones that can tell you the story. Well, I'm coming to tell you today that that's a lie.
That's correct.
People because we were disobedient.
That's correct.
And that God that they carry around under their arm and that black book belongs to the Hebrews. He is the God of the Hebrews. He came from the lineage of Shem. Shem, we came from Shem. They tried to tell us we were from Ham. We was under the curse of Canaan. That's a lie. We came from Shem. We're Abraham's descendants.
Absolutely impossible.
They wanted to tell us all kind of stuff. We came from monkeys. No, and ain't nobody came from no monkey. We came from Abraham. We Abraham's descendants. We
that
need to stop
correct.
Letting them tell us the story. We know the story.
That is correct. You understand? You know, each time they come up with something, it's something that they did. And they ain't did nothing. Matter of fact, this whole United States was built up off other folks. You understand?
You know,
there only was a few Europeans, you understand, that had anything to do. They probably wrote up the Constitution. You understand? But most of all the other folks, man, was the inventors and put the stuff in the society. And we were the workforce, the slavery force. Matter of fact, we invented 80% of all the things that we work with today. You understand?
Hallelujah.
You understand?
Hallelujah.
Got no credit for it. We didn't get no credit for it. You understand? We probably invented the wheelbarrow because they wanted us to tote that lumber back and forth, and a brother come up with the wheelbarrow, and they probably killed him and took the invention and called it theirs.
They had to kill you. They just took it. But that's all right because guess what? They were supposed to take it because Deuteronomy 28 said they were supposed to take it. They were supposed to do everything that they did. They were supposed to do what they did. But one thing about it is I believe all of it was a setup because it says that the downfall of Israel was the reconciling of the world. So they were supposed to take it. But just like the scripture said, that whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So if you sowed hatred, hatred coming back on you. If you sold murder, murder's coming back on you. It's just a cycle that repeats itself. So while you shooting us down in the street, one day somebody go shoot your child down in the street. While you shooting and killing us like animals, one day your granddaughter going to be living and you might be not here. She's going to be shot down like an animal and wonder why. It just repeats itself. The cycle repeats itself. And everybody acts like they don't understand. You know, but this is what we're going to do.
That is correct. You understand?
So this is
all
how we bring our people together to let our people know we're not playing. We're not here to play. We're not coming with no guns. We're not coming with no knife. We're not coming with no pastors. We're not coming with no politicians. We're not coming with none of that. You've had this country has been founded upon a lie. And you've lived good for a long time. We're not going to lie to our children. We're not going to tell our children it's going to be all right because it's not going to be all right. We've had 50 years from the time I was a little girl to see that it's not changed. But guess what? They don't want us to leave because then they don't have anyone to torment. They don't want us to go nowhere because then they don't have no one to floss and flex about. They don't want us to go nowhere because then they don't have anybody to measure themselves up against. Measure yourself up against each other because one thing about the Most High, his word does not lie nor does it come back void. And he said we was leaving and we leaving. And when the time comes, it ain't a devil in hell going to stop us. And if you don't believe it, read Ezekiel chapter 39. It tells you in plain daylight, he said, I'm going to call them. Foreign nations going to watch as I pull them out of the nations and bring them back into this land. I'm the one who sent them into captivity because they were disobedient to me. I'm coming to get my people. And that little mess that you did in 1948, that wasn't nothing but a fox because that's not who you are. But he said, I'm going to put another people before you to provoke you to jealousy so you can see how you provoke me to jealousy. So all of it is a plan. All of it has to play out. Everybody's in their place, and we're in ours. I'm always saying to our young people is stand down. Calm down.
That's
come together as a nation. Let's go before our commander-in-chief and see what happens. Seed only show up on our behalf. I promise you he'll come.
Now, I know that.
Shut the mouths of everybody because our God is God. There is no other God of that Bible. It is the God of the Hebrews. And I challenge any pastor of any nation. I challenge any preacher on the Word Network. I challenge any preacher on 700 Club. I challenge any preacher that's listening under the sound of my voice. That God in that Bible belongs to the Hebrews.
And you can prove it by Deuteronomy 28. No other nation has ever been through Deuteronomy 28. You understand? Them people that call themselves they're imposters. They never went through Deuteronomy 28. You understand? So the proof is right there. That's just one thing. You understand? The other thing is none of them other nations were brought to this continent by ships. And that was written 2,000, maybe 5,000 years ago. You understand? So no other nation can make that claim. But they've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that those people in that land, you understand, is the Hebrew Israelites. They're not. Not at all. Period. You understand? And they got to get paid. The Almighty going to pay them for all the things that they did. You understand? And he's going to bring us home. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. And guess what? We're not coming to convert to Judaism. We're not changing our names. We're not changing our language. We're going to come as we left. We're going to come as the children of Israel. We're walking into that land as the children of Israel. We're walking in with our language, our culture, and our God. And it's just
that
the way it is.
Correct.
And I'm sorry that we had to be this blunt with it, but it's about time to stop playing around and 'cause our men are out there on the street corners yelling and screaming and getting it through and saying what they need to say. But we do have an army. We're a nation. And yes, we've been beat down because of the things that we've done. But the same punishment that we received, and you know how it feels, their children are going to receive the same punishment. They sitting up in their big houses right now with their big cars and all their stuff, and they laughing. They calling us coons and porch monkeys and niggas and all kind of stuff. They got all kind of little fables and names for us. But that's just verifying scripture because Deuteronomy said we was going to be known by a byword and a proverb. They was going to call us those things to identify us as the Hebrews. Hebrew Israelites. So every time they call you a coon or a porch monkey or a nigger, just know that they verifying you the Hebrew Israelite of the scriptures, and that our God is God, and we need to go call on him because it's time for him to come on our behalf. Because when he show up, everything else is going to have to back up.
That is correct. That is correct. And when he shows up, everybody going to know it. It ain't going to be like, oh, that's the wind, or that's the, what they call the nation, you understand, or Father Time. That is, boy, you're going to know it, that it's the Almighty, you understand, because that's what he said. And guess what? The Almighty said that the nations will give us, will show us praise and honor.
Yes, he
our
will.
People, the Hebrew Israelites are going to be praised and glorified by the same people that kept us captive.
That's right. Hallelujah. They know it's coming. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And they know, we know the powers that be that are in control. We can't overthrow a government. We can't rush a timeline. We can't do anything. But the Most High has already written it in the book. He put the words on the page of a book and closed the book up, and we carry it. We've been carrying it for thousands of years. They preached out of it, sermons out of it. It's to change some people's lives because those words are just that powerful, that he spoke those words thousands and thousands of years ago, and they come in the past. Some people are reciting them illegally to get a response so that they can say, see, I told you God was with us, but I'll say again that that God of that Bible, and I'll challenge anybody, any nation that carries it, any denominational preacher that's got it under his arm, from T.D. Jakes to I Own a Lot to Juanita Bynum to John Hagee to whoever it is, that God belongs to the Hebrew Israelites. He's our God.
That is correct. You know what's so funny is that the same European, you understand, called the Rothschilds, and his name is Evelyn Rothschilds at that, you understand, he got half of the currency of the whole world. He has $500 trillion.
Owes to.
You understand? But do you think that that money is going to do anything for his salvation? Not at all.
He don't have to.
Because when the Almighty show up. Hello?
Nope. He don't have salvation. They're not interested in salvation.
Yeah,
they're
but
doing to do. They are not of us. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be in place. Everything, Brother Donia, from the rooter to the tutor is supposed to be where it's supposed to be. Everything is supposed to happen. Everything happens as it should.
Yeah, see, their salvation is in us. Our salvation is in the Almighty, and their salvation is in us. That how we bring the salvation will be upon us. You understand what I'm saying? That little bit of money, that $500 trillion, it was not gonna save his soul. You understand? He's getting ready to go out of here. You understand what I'm saying? And the punishment is gonna fit the crime over here.
I mean, everybody, you know, and the sad part about it is, you know, I was thinking about the Star Wars. You know, we have military, they spend billions and billions of dollars on military weapons in the heavens. You know, they're not going up into the heavens, up into the, in the space for nothing. They got space command stations up in the heavens. They have military weapons that they're preparing for up in the heavens. And the sad part about it is they really are under the misconception that they're going to be prepared to do battle with Yah.
They talking about doing battle with the power of the universe who created everything. What kind of sense does that
make? Because they don't want to submit to his will. And the sad part about it is, as much as we talk, and as much as everybody is listening under the sound of our voice, and as much as we tell them, they still believe they're righteous. They still believe they are. They believe they can do anything. They can live any kind of way. They can pass any kind of laws. And men can be with men, and women can be with women. And they're doing all abominable things up under the earth. They in the churches on Sunday, speaking in tongues, shouting and running. And they violating the dietary laws. They violating all of the law, the ceremonial laws. And they telling you
you ain't got to keep that law. But then they create their own laws, and they come to change laws, seasons, laws, and times, and they tell you it's okay to do that because God is going to forgive you. Well, I came again to serve you notice that you're getting ready to get a rude awakening because that is not how the game is played. And they're doing everything they want to do. I even heard Creflo O'Donnell. O'Dowler, tell his congregation, it's all right to eat pork. God will make you some bacon. You're going to be all right to eat as much of it as you want to. And they laughed like it was a big joke. I said, has anybody read what's the book? Oh, my goodness, it just slipped my mind. The 66th chapter of Isaiah?
Yeah.
The 66th chapter of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Would you miss that part or you just don't read it? He said he's coming to do away with those that's eating swine flesh in the last days. But y'all listen to these people that's going to get you. Lord, have mercy. And they put on these cloaks and everybody just worships them. They worship them. They bow at their feet because the powers that be have given them the prestige and the authority to do what they do. They lead you right into a dangerous situation. But the Most High always has a ram in the bush because Israel is always there to counteract what they're doing. We can't do whatever we want to do. We have a law we got to keep.
That is correct. You understand? You know, see, they want to, see, most of the people that go to those churches, you understand, they're not versed in scripture. They just listen to what the reverend pastor or whoever it is that's speaking at that particular time, and they agree with what he says. They have never checked it out, read it, or anything, and they need to do that. You understand? Then they'll find out.
Yeah, you got gay pastors. You got gay bishops.
Oh, have mercy.
They gay bishops now. They're standing up in the pulpit talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. In a church, gay pastors talking about the salvation. In what?
Yeah, but see, they never.
Because we
live
in this land, the same land of our oppression, that said it's okay to shoot a man down in the street and then arrest the protesters because they're angry because you don't follow your own law. They do what they want to do.
That is correct. You understand? And the people follow along because they don't read nothing. They don't read nothing. In the scriptures, it says homosexuality.
Bishops.
Look here, they said homosexuality is an abomination in the eyes of the Almighty, punishable by death. You understand? How can they possibly read, you understand? They just go along with what the pastor says, and they kick in their cash, you understand, on that Shabbat day, on their Sunday, you understand what I'm saying? And they hope that holds them up until the next Sunday, you understand? They don't read because if they did, they would not do that. You understand? Most of anybody that you know that have read the scriptures that was a Christian, they ain't Christian no more. Because why they say that, why I say that is because they read in there the Ten Commandments of it says that homosexuality is an abomination in the eyes of the Almighty, punishable by death. They responsible for that. They read that. Hallelujah.
Guess what? Even in the new book, in the New Testament, Romans chapter 1 talk about the same thing. It said he turned you over into a reprobated mind. It says the men leaving the natural order of themselves, doing that which is unseemly. He said it's a punishment for that they should be put to death. It's the same in the old book as it is in the new book. Death is the flavor for that, but it's okay. It's okay because, see, they preaching a whole nother situation here. And I don't want to just get on the church because it's the whole world is in an uproar. It's everybody's in an uproar. And the Most High said, we supposed to be the light that shines. We supposed to be the group that is this, and we supposed to be nonviolent and righteous because if anything is attempted on us, the Most High will come to our defense. But
that is correct.
You know what I'm saying? And we're dealing with all of these issues. So for the young people,
that is why we got to. Why we
got together.
That is why we got to pray, Yaina, because he will come to our defense. You understand what
yes,
I'm saying? I mean, although we know that the reason the scripture, certain things got to be happening to bring in the end of times, we still not supposed to sit back and do nothing. You understand? The Almighty will come to our defense if we call on Him. He will do that.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You understand?
A lot of people don't know nothing about this. So
it is the Almighty's job. That is His job. He gave that job to Himself. He said He will protect us. That's what He said.
He will.
You understand what I'm saying? And He said that He will bring all of these nations, you understand, to their knees. You understand what I'm saying? He said that. Now, I didn't say this. He said that He will protect us.
You know what? One thing about the other nations is they have already sealed their fate. Because whatever you've done, and you all have wives, and you have children, and your children are going to get married, and they're going to have children, or they're not going to get married, and they're going to have children. And it's going to be a generation that's going to be born that they're going to wonder. It's going to be a reversal of situations. And they're going to wonder why they're sitting in the seat that we're in right now, why they are being targeted, and why they are being and mistreated, and why they are fighting for their life, because the word of God does not lie. You will reap what you sow. It is going to come back on you. There is nothing you're going to be able to do about it, and you might smile now, but it ain't going to be funny as you look at your baby playing on the floor and playing with his toys. One day he's going to grow up into a young man. This is not going to last forever.
That is correct.
And if anything I would tell you all is you better get a hold of your people and let them know that it's time to change, because everything you've done from the time if He did this to us and we're His people, if He allowed us, His people, to be in this condition and to be treated like we have been treated, And we have had to go through what we've done, and we're the apple of His eye. What do you think He's going to do to you for the things that you've done because you went too far?
That is correct. Showed no compassion. You understand?
Woo!
You understand? Chattel slavery. All of those things right there, man, you understand? You're going to have to pay. And I'm telling you, you understand? See, we can see this here unfolding right before our eyes.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you read Zephaniah, you understand? Zephaniah said that He was going to turn our captivity
Yes, He did.
And that's exactly what He's doing. You know, when we say, you hear about brothers and sisters talking about how we are shooting one another down, that's a responsibility that we have to take. We got to grasp hold to. You understand?
Brother Donnie, going back to the school, and I want to address that issue because a lot of people don't realize, and I'm just going to throw this out there, but all of our skin folk ain't our kin folk either. So some of that black-on-black crime is Lucifer's children, that they do what they do. Some of that's not Israel. Now, we got to be honest with ourselves and understand that all of that is not Israel. Some of that's Lucifer's children.
Yeah, well, that's not keeping us from having a responsibility to our children.
No, absolutely not. But a lot of people want to say, you know, that, y'all killing each other. No, some of that's Lucifer's children that's doing that. Because the righteous seed of Yah is righteous. And I'm not saying we don't do things, we're not wicked and we don't do some things, but some people doing some heinous stuff.
Yeah, that is correct. I understand that. You understand? Like they had this brother that came on the show early, you understand, talking about sodomy. You understand what I'm saying? And he was supposed to have been an Israelite, you understand, and he was condoning sodomy. Come on, man.
I mean, my thing is, you know what? We can't control what another person does or what another person doesn't do. It's irrelevant for us to condone what they do. If they want to lay up with each other and men be on men and women on women, that's something they have to. But you have to know that there's going to come a point when you have to answer for what you do. And if you're not Israel, you know, because it's going to start. It's starting with us. Definitely, it's starting with us. And it's going to be what it's going to be, irregardless. I don't browbeat people, and I'm not mean to anybody. do whatever you feel like you need to do, but just know that there's a consequence and a punishment for everything you do as you break his law. It's as simple as that.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct.
You know? We have a caller here. I'm going to go to area code 410. Now, I want to let everyone know that we monitor our calls. So if there's anything that's not consciously worth listening to, we disconnect immediately. That's why you have some people's phone calls getting disconnected before they get started, because we have a lot of people that target our show because they feel like that they don't like what we're saying, but oh well. Area code 410, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
I don't know what happened to him. He's gone. He's going to have to call back. I don't know what happened to him. He just disappeared. If you want to give a call back in, area code 410, we'll be glad to get you back on the line, but we lost you. I don't know what happened to you, but we'd like to hear what you have to say. You seem like you want to talk with some clarity, but, you know, it's just time. It's just time to gather our young people. It's time. Oh, that was Yehoshua trying to call in. Okay, Brother Yehoshua, if you can call in again, we will definitely get you back on. I don't know what happened, but you got disconnected. But it's just time. It's time. It's time. Here we go. Here he is. Let me get him back on here. Before we open the mic, we want the directors to know we're going to have a brief meeting tonight real quick. It won't be long. I got to go over a few things. And then we're going to have the entrepreneurship call too tonight at 7:30 real quick for those who are interested in joining our program. Brother Yehoshua, go ahead. You're in the air.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom.
Been listening to the show, and some things that jumped in my spirit that we should also bring to light. One of the things for me is that when I see the things that are going on and occurring in the world, particularly in this country, I expect the heathen to act like a heathen. They do their job real well. I expect white folk to do their job. They do their job real well. The challenge that I have is with Israel. We're not doing anything.
Okay.
But having church. And we gotta start holding folk accountable. All these folks that call themselves Kohanes, Morays, rabbis, whatever the like. If all you're doing is having classes for 8 hours on the Shabbat day, and the people coming out as spiritually ignorant with a lackadaisical, mediocre mindset to do no action, but to have a religious service only to go back Monday through Friday or Sunday through Friday to go work for the heathen, to make them richer and fatter, to work against our own success, but to work towards our demise, to send our children to their educational systems, to keep our people polarized because they think their camp has better information than the other. We need to start calling folk out.
Okay.
See, back in the days of old, when the true prophets came around, people, fear and trembling came into the hearts of the people because they knew that they were bringing the message of Yah. They were bringing the word of Yah. Today, we've taken on this prophet line that's come from outside the church with these fake prophets that prophesy gumball and candy, stuff that people want to hear. But we need the true anointed prophet, because Yah says he does nothing without first revealing it to his servants, the prophets.
That is correct.
Yah can't even judge this world if he doesn't have a standard by which to judge them by, a standard meaning a righteous people. We're playing church. Our people play church. And we think because we know Hebrew, which means nothing at the end of the day if we're not doing something, because one thing Israel does know how to do, we know how to be religious and we know how to read. But when it comes down to action, somehow what we read or what we hear does not comprehend into our feet and our hands.
That is correct.
I'm taken to Hosea, the 5th chapter, starting at the last verse, which says the following. Yah says, I shall go and I shall return to my place until they confess their guilt and seek my face in their distress. That sounds like now, just like in Deuteronomy chapter 4, talk about in our distress in the latter days, we shall come back and return to him with all our heart, mind, and strength. But in our distress, diligently search for me and say. Now, one of the things we say we want to return to Yah. People say they waiting on Yah. I still haven't understood what people mean because you hear, I know you all hear this all the time. I'm waiting on Yah. What does that mean? What does that mean? You waiting for a cherry to drop down from the clouds? Because Yah's waiting on us. This is what he says. Because everything here had to deal with us. He says, starting in verse 6, chapter 6, verse 1, it says, we shall say, come and let us turn back to Yah, for
okay.
He has torn us. Now, haven't we experienced that? And yes. He does heal us. He has stricken us. Haven't we experienced that, and aren't we? And he does,
yes.
And he binds us up. It says, after 2 days, he shall revive us. On the third day, he shall raise us up. Wait a minute. They're waiting for somebody else that's supposed to have been raised up on the third day. But he's talking about we're going to be raised up on the third day. It sounds like this is the same son that's raised up on the third day that he talks about in Exodus chapter 4, verse 21.
Okay.
So that we live before him. See, we fail to realize Yah is waiting on us. We are the ones that violated the covenant. If we want some understanding to get some real application, our people need to go back and read the contract that we violated.
Okay.
We're the
Hallelujah.
Ones that violated the contract and our constitution, our covenant. Y'all is waiting on us because he can't lie. He can't renege on his covenant. Even when he thought that he would, he was reminded even by Moshe, you can't do this. You can't lead us out there in the wilderness, and all the people going to say, you brought them out in the wilderness to kill them.
Okay.
So he can't go back on his word. We the ones that did. Now, if we want to straighten this, we need to go back to his word because he told Moshe, to tell Pharaoh, let my people come and worship or work for me.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to do that, we need to be about putting our energy towards building a righteous nation.
Hallelujah.
Every aspect of it. Because they're doing their job. They're kicking our tails royally, and they're supposed to. Because that's the distress that's going to make us cry back to Yah.
That is correct.
Because like y'all said, we don't have no military, and it's foolish to believe we're going to fight with guns and knives and swords. Even though we got foolish people leading our people that way. Our way is to return to Yah, and the return to Yah is to return to what you've been created to do individually, as families, as tribes, as a nation. We got to build a righteous nation, and we got to start holding these so-called leaders accountable. Because if the people are just like this, if y'all were a school teacher, if I was a school teacher, and my children are as dumb as they were when they got to my class, where it's time to graduate, go to the next level, I would be fired.
No, that's right.
I would be fired.
I know that's right.
And we're talking about people that have been leaders for 40-plus years within our community, at the Israelite community. And it's sad that the people are no more prosperous, are no more diligent, no more about work than they were 40 years ago.
That is correct.
But we got to change the standard of what and our expectation has to elevate. Because enough is enough of this religious foolishness, and we nationhood. People need to go to the website and look at what y'all trying to be about.
That is correct.
Stop playing games. Stop. So many people I see on Facebook, and I'm calling them out. They're on Facebook talking all this nonsense. Everybody want to quote scripture. Everybody want to talk about their doctrines right. If you New Testament, you New Testament. You trying to quote that right. Somebody says it's Yasha Allah. Some people say it's Yahweh. Some people say it's Yahuwah. None of that makes it. Do we look like a bunch of crazy lunatics if we're not doing anything? Because at the end of the day, the person who's bearing the fruit shows who's right.
That is correct.
All this, whether, you know, they got the new phase, I am that I am. That's that new name. Some people say, we're Yeshurun. All that doesn't mean a damn thing if we're not doing anything.
That's right.
And I'm calling it, I'm sick and tired of the madness amongst our people. You got the brothers that wearing, they're wearing cultural clothes, but they're wearing costumes. Costumes looking, I mean, come on, let's be for real. People got us looking crazy. One minute we look like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or we looking like the Power Rangers, but we're doing nothing but fussing and arguing with people, but not bringing salvation to people.
Hallelujah.
You bring salvation to people when you bring an antidote to the mental disease that's plaguing us.
Because
we
correct.
Have a mental problem.
Yeah.
And the mental problem is that we lost our identity and we lost the way to the true and living Elohim. And the only way back is for the redeemed of Yah to stand up and be who they are and return to our covenant.
Our
covenant is our redemption, because that's how we lost it. That's what got us here. And like you said, America is not the comfort zone. If you were, if you were set the time out, you were sent to your room because you violated your parents, whatever they told you to do, you weren't supposed to be there forever. You were supposed to be there to think about it. You could be mad for a while. You can't blame your parent. You can't blame little Johnny for telling you to throw the rock. You threw the rock even though your parent told you not to. The thing is to have a broken and a contrite spirit and come back to your parent that you violated and said, I'm sorry. You can't go apologize to your uncle. Isn't that what the church do? Just all you got to do is confess to Jesus. Why are you going to confess to Jesus when you didn't violate to Jesus?
Okay.
That's right. Hello?
You violated against Yah.
Yeah.
So that's the bottom line. We gotta be responsible for our salvation. If God told us that we're going to be like Elohims, he told Pharaoh, I'm going to make you an Elohim. If we're created in his image and like this, we have the same power within each and every one of us. Stop yielding our power to these so-called men that are so-called leaders that ain't teaching you nothing. I'm consistent because I say it on Facebook and any other social network. We've got to change this.
That is correct.
Each and every one of us. And I'll end on that. Selah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You understand? You're a man. I couldn't have said it no better.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Almighty Yah. We have a lot. Like I said, we have the answer, you know, and we have to get to our young people to let them know we have, because he's our God. Like I
that
said,
is correct.
I'll say it again, there's a lot of people carrying that book under their arm today. The churches was full today, but he belongs to the Hebrew Israelite. He is the God of the Hebrews, and we have got to go before him. I don't care who would I challenge, any of them. He's our God.
That is absolutely
always
correct.
Always will, always have been. He chose us among all, out of all the nations of the world, to be an especial inheritance unto himself. We are his people.
You are absolutely right. Yes, man. He's the one that he is he made the heavens and the earth and everything that's in it. You understand? And he's our God. He's our God. You understand? He's the apple. We the apple of his eye. So we can go to him. We can go to the Almighty and say, Almighty, you understand? We need your help. We need you to show us the way out of this mess. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand? Now I don't expect him to stop the curse, but he already said what he said in Zephaniah. He's going to turn the captivity right before our eyes. So all he can do right now is comfort us by showing up and letting us know that he's still with us. That's what he can do.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to just turn the captivity, you understand what I'm saying, because we still in the punishment corner. We ain't show him nothing. We got to come back to him. He don't have to come back to us. We the one that our forefathers and us in our captivity, still we messed up. But we got to let the Almighty know that we want to come back to him and we'll do anything that's possible.
Yes, sir. And then for those who need to know that Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, talks about we was chosen as a special people unto him, that he may have us, Deuteronomy 14 and 2. We're all of these things. I mean, these are the things, Brother Donia, you know, like I said, time out for all the dumb stuff. It's over. All that stuff is over. If you're still being bamboozled, it's time to wake up because all the dumb stuff is over. If you refuse to read the scriptures, they hollering it out on every street corner. The word is going forth into the atmosphere. It's over. You need to find out who you are. We're telling you who you are. We're telling you we're not African Americans. We're not Negroes. We're not black. We are the Hebrew Israelites of the scriptures, and we have a God that belongs to us. That God in that Bible is the God of the Hebrews.
That is correct. And nobody else. And the only salvation that them other folks are going to get is going to be through us. That's
Hallelujah.
What's going to happen.
So, You know, we have spent, you know, this situation with this young man that has been murdered has been a horrific situation. And again, you know, our heart goes out to the parents. Our heart goes out to his family, you know, and we understand, you know, the pain that you feel. We can't imagine what you're going through, you know, and we are going to try to do everything in our power. We thank all of you all who stepped up to the plate to help to assist the Nation of Yehuda financially and came through for us. We appreciate everyone who made a sacrifice to help us to do what we needed to do this week. It was truly a blessing for you all to do that for us. We are growing consistently. People are coming aboard consistently, been messianic, non-messianic, because people realize we are building a nation. We're not talking about beliefs. We're not going to get into beliefs. We're building a nation because it's time for us to go home. You know, to Paul McKinley down in Ferguson, Missouri, we thank you for calling in and giving us a firsthand report as to what's going on, boots on the ground. You know, we would love to have some of those young people to come or call in on the show so that we can encourage them and let them know, you know, that we are, that everybody's watching this. This is being watched all over the world. They're watching it in Israel. The Hebrew Israelite organizations over in Israel are watching it. They're watching it. The people are sending YouTube clips. Everybody's watching this thing to see how this thing plays out, because like Brother Donnie, I said, he's hastening the time. And the more of this happens, the closer we're drawing toward getting up out of here. Brother Donia, you have any last words or anything you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say that those that are sitting on the fence and straddling in the middle of the road, you understand, and have those if, ands, buts, and maybes, you understand, go to the website. And, yeah, you have to give the website. But go to the website and find out what you can do to help build this nation, you understand, so that we can get out of this situation that we're in, you understand. Once you're doing something, you can feel good about yourself, and you'll feel good about the progress that we make. You understand? There's progress that's being made. You understand? But we need everybody that could help, that believe that they can help, that has a plan. You understand? We got an entrepreneur program. You understand what I'm saying? That we're trying to set up and we're putting things in place. You understand? Because what we're going to have to do is when we go back into the land, we're going to have a program. We ain't going back into that land all willy nilly and everybody under their own understanding. We got to have something in place, a government structure. That's what we're working on right now. So that if you know anything about farming, you understand, we might need you to set up your little farming program in the United States. But you can just as easily set that up when we go back into the land. So those things, you understand, farming, you understand, carpentry, plumbing, you understand. Cement mixer, people, you understand, to work with bricks and mortar, you understand, all of those things is going to be necessary.
Yes, it is.
So I say, you understand, let's try to work together and forget about our little differences. Man, they mean nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Right, that's right.
Things that we can do together, that's what we need to do. We don't need to be big backbiting one another. Oh, that ain't going to work. So get out the way. If it's not going to work, don't stand in the way. Please. Hallelujah. And I want to say this also.
I want to tell you. I was watching this clip of Gary Stearman and Ron, I think his name is Ron Mazzulli. And, you know, they are end time prophets. And they were sitting around the table, and Gary Stearman and Tom Horn and some of these guys are supposed to be Christian pastors. And they were making a comment, and they made this comment. They said, yeah, there's a group of people out there that say they're really the Jews. And Ron Mazzulli said, he said, they're not the Jews. There's no way they could be the Jew. Now, he's supposed to be a Jew. He says, they're not the Jews. There's no way they could be the Jews. And then he says, yes, because can you imagine if they really were the Jews, how far this would set us back in time? All of these things are happening according to prophecy, and things are going. They're talking among themselves because they know they don't match up to the scriptures. They
that is
know
correct.
Who we are. Excuse me. They know what the prophecy says.
Mm-hmm.
They know, and some of them didn't even realize it until the truth hit the land that we are the people. Even some people who consider themselves to be Jews still are coming to the realization. I had a young lady tell me, and she's in Israel, that she was walking down the street, her and her husband, with their dreads out and literally stopped traffic, and people were saying they're not supposed to be over here yet. What are they doing over here now? It's not time yet, is it? So they know that we're coming home. They know it's time for us to get ready to come home, and we're just telling everybody to just get prepared. The website is www.noy for Nation of Yehuda, and the word monarch, M is in Mary, O is in Oscar, N is in Nancy, A is in Apple, R is in Rachel, C is in Charlie, H is in Harry, .us. So it is www.noymonarch.us. And we encourage everyone
I wanted to say, if Adai is still on the line, give me a call and I'll give you the number, you understand, and give you the website, you understand. I had called you back, but I never got you know, I called you at the 678 number, I think it was. Give me a call, please. Shalom, shalom.
All right, Brother Donnell, you have any last words you want to give to the organization, to the people?
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that I love each and every one of the people, each and every one of you, with the undying love that I have for the Almighty, with the same undying love that I have for the Almighty. You understand? And I'm sticking to that story. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And my last words to you is what Stevie Wonder is getting ready to sing to you in this song. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer because superstition ain't the way. Come on, people. Let's gather together. We have a nation to build so we can get ready to go home. Shalom, shalom, everybody. See you next. See you on Tuesday with Members of a Better World and Prince Asiel Ben Israel.
Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Just remember, to all our young people, to all our old people, to all our people that are scattered all over the world, that there is one God of the Bible, and that is the God of the Hebrews, and that every pastor, every world leader, every king, every president will make the same declaration that King Nebuchadnezzar made. They made the same declaration that the Pharaoh made as we were preparing to leave Egypt, that our God is God. Shalom, shalom, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.